The epistle for Good Shepherd Sunday is taken from the first letter of St. Peter the Apostle. Dearly beloved, Christ suffered for us, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who when he was reviled did not revile, when he suffered he threatened not, but delivered himself to him that judged him unjustly, who his own self bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we being dead to sins should live to justice, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but you are now converted to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. As for the epistle, reading from the Holy Gospel, which is according to St. John. At that time, Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep, but the hireling, and he that is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and flieth. And the wolf catcheth and scattereth the sheep, and the hireling flieth because he is a hireling and he hath no care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. As the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Come, Holy Ghost. Dear faithful, we each year on this Sunday, we see the gospel of Jesus, who calls himself the Good Shepherd. And we especially remember also the priests this day, because they are standing in for Jesus. Jesus does not appear in the flesh before you. He is here in the flesh, but it's only substantial. The accidents are not there. You don't see him. The substance is very important, though, and it is there in the Holy Eucharist. But Jesus has a priest stand in for him to represent him in his extension. That's why it behooves a priest to bear himself very nobly, and he should be good-looking, because Jesus was good-looking. You know? He should be well-educated so that he can explain things correctly, and so on. Now, Jesus, he called himself a shepherd, and he is a kind of a shepherd if we're kind of like the sheep of his flock. And he leads us to the good things. That's what the shepherd does with his sheep. He takes them out of the corral in the morning and he takes them to the pastures where they can graze on the tender, succulent morsels of grass that grow out in the meadow. And then he leads them over to a fresh stream, which is running with clean, refreshing water so they can drink. And he also watches carefully so that the evil, the enemies of sheep don't get them. He compares them to wolves. Wolves, coyotes, bobcats, you name it. They want to eat the sheep that belong to the shepherd. Now, Jesus calls himself the shepherd, the good shepherd, and he defends the lives of his sheep, with his own life. He gives up his temporal life. We all have a temporal life. We're all living today. All of us here present are alive still, right? He had a temporal life, too, when he became a man, and he gave it up so that we could have eternal life. And so he laid down his temporal life He died in order that the devil could not take away from us eternal life, heaven. We should be extremely grateful to Jesus for having done this for us. Without this, we would have no hope. How could we expect to go to heaven if Jesus did not defend us? If he did not die for us? If he did not pay for our sins? And so we must, of course, not sin. It's the height of ingratitude to Jesus to disobey him again and again. When he went to such great lengths and trouble to free us from the effects of that disobedience, from hell. We owe it to Jesus in gratitude never to sin. And of course, if we avoid sins and don't sin, then we shall have that eternal life that he won for us. It will be ours. So, we also want to see why did Jesus do this. He compares the good shepherd to the hireling. A hireling is basically somebody who was just hired to watch the sheep for a day or whatever, right? The good shepherd is better than the hireling. How is he better? Well, the good shepherd goes to great lengths and does all that he can to save the sheep. Whereas the hireling, all he's interested in is his paycheck. How much am I going to make on this deal? He doesn't care about the sheep. But the good shepherd loves his sheep. He doesn't care about his paycheck. He does it for us because he loves us. And so it behooves us, therefore, to love one another and to love our good shepherd, Jesus Christ. We have two obligations that come on us. First, as I already said, to be grateful to Jesus. And second, to return him love for his love by which he saved us. Then we see at the end of the gospel, Jesus mentions other sheep that are not of this fold. He said, "Them I must also call, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." This is very much showing us that as members of his fold, we have to also draw the straying sheep from other places into his fold with us. This is the aspect of the church which is one of the four marks of the church. It's apostolic. An apostle is someone who's been sent on a mission, an official mission. Go here and do that. And he's sent by the one in charge of him. So let's take, for example, Jesus himself. Jesus, the second person of the Holy Trinity, was sent first to the earth to become a man and to teach his disciples what the Father had sent him to teach them. And so he did that. He came to the earth and he taught his apostles and disciples. So he is the first apostle because he was sent away by God the Father to the earth in order to teach the things which the Father wants us to believe and to do. Then he in turn ordained 12 of his disciples and made them also apostles. And he officially commissioned those apostles on their own mission, sent them to the whole world to teach the things that he had taught, same things that the Father sent him here to teach us. So the apostles have a special mission as well, the 12 apostles and all their successors, which means, of course, all the bishops of the Holy Catholic Church, the Holy Roman Catholic Church. Those are the successors of the 12 apostles. And their duty is the same as the duty of the first apostles, to go and teach all the nations the things that Jesus taught to them, and the same things, not something new and different. Just those things that the Father wanted us to know about himself and the do's and don'ts, the morals, right and wrong. And so those apostles are to teach those things. And what were they doing when they went out and taught people who did not know all these things yet? They were educating them, of course. Go out and teach. And when they had learned from the apostles what Jesus taught, now they knew the faith. And if they believe it with all their heart, because it's from God, then they join the fold. They become one of the sheep of the flock of Jesus Christ. They become a Catholic. That is the one of the chiefest marks or qualities of the true church, that it is apostolic. The apostles go out and teach those who do not get it the things that Jesus sent them to teach and receive them into the flock of Jesus Christ, which is the same as the Holy Roman Catholic Church and no other. And so the true church has this need to go out and make disciples of all peoples, make them into students of the Catholic religion, and bring them into the Catholic Church. This is something which many false teachers these days will deny and say, well, they don't need it. For example, the Bishop of Jerusalem, newly appointed by His Holiness John Paul II. A public statement, which was published in the press, that he made upon his installation as the bishop is, no, we are not here to convert the Jews to the Catholic faith. They do not need to be converted. Well, he is an example of a false teacher and a bloody heretic. Bloody, yes. The hands of the liberal drip with blood. The blood of those souls that will go to hell because they do not stick to the Catholic teachings. One of which is, go out to all the world and make disciples of all nations, teaching them the things that I have taught you. This bishop refuses to do it. Instead, he teaches his own gospel. We don't need to convert the Jews. Well, what did Jesus want you to do? Didn't he send you out to make disciples of all nations, teach them the things that he taught? Yes, he did. And you won't do it. Beware of the hirelings. Now that we've slung mud upon the Bishop of Jerusalem and his consorts, let us remember ourselves. For we do not always measure up to the apostolic quality that we ought to exercise as Catholics. Why? The first reason is some of us don't care, at least not much. The second reason is because it's not easy. Sounds like a lot of work, you know? And it is a lot of work. And one problem which is very, very prominent. I'll describe it in a second, but first the background. I recently picked up a book about Catholics who had gone away from the Catholic Church and then after some time they were brought back. They returned to begin practicing the faith again. And I read several of the cases, probably five of the cases already, and I don't know if I'm going to finish them all because it's like a broken record. Every single time, every single case that I've read so far, those that had left the Catholic Church had not received a Catholic education. And every one of them, in their own testimony of their return, said the same thing. I did not understand what the Catholic religion teaches. So why are those people leaving so much? And the ones that come back, they're in the minority. There are very few who leave the Catholic Church and come back too. Very many who leave and do not come back. But why are so many leaving? Because they do not know their faith. They do not know what the apostles came to teach them. And there's fault of their own for not caring enough to investigate, and on those who should have taught them and did not do it. So it behooves us all, whether somebody is able to teach us or not, to learn it, because you know there's always home study. If no one's teaching you, you can grab the catechism and read it and use your gifted abilities of reading comprehension to understand what does the Catholic Church teach. And when there's a question rising up, to investigate. Some people say, well, Father, I have doubts about religion and so on. Once a person puts it all together, the Catholic faith is like a beautiful jigsaw puzzle. It all fits together like it was made to be. It fits itself, and it fits reality. And it is the only religion which can save our souls. So today, in Good Shepherd Sunday, let us renew our efforts to know our Catholic religion, to be grateful for all that the Good Shepherd Jesus Christ has done for us and has taught us and left here for us to learn about himself, and as we say in the baptism ceremony, and about the great glory which he intends to bestow upon us if we just do our part. Let us be grateful to him and return love to our Good Shepherd Jesus Christ and thank him for any good shepherds he may have sent us. The last point then, one particular shepherd that he did send was Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre. Most of you have heard his name before. He's the bishop who founded the Society of St. Pius X in 1970 with full approval of the bishops in whose diocese he operated and the Roman congregation in Rome sacred congregations for religious orders. And he was raised up in a time when the church was falling to pieces. To hold some of the church together with its own faith. And to principally through the exercise of the genuine exercise of the Catholic priesthood. He supported and made it happen. He did not do this of his own decision. He did not just think, I have to go out and do this, and then decide to do it, as though he was out to make a name for himself. Not at all. He was retired, and that's what he wanted to be, retired. He was already an old man. After the Second Vatican Council, he had an apartment in Rome, and he was retired, a retired bishop. But young men came to him, seminarians, who in their own seminaries realized that the professors were not teaching them the Catholic religion. In fact, they were teaching them some new religion, which was not Catholic. They were denying even the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So they were, of course, basically taking the whole meaning out of Easter and out of the faith itself, the whole faith. These seminarians were looking for help. They wanted to be in a seminary where they were taught the true Catholic religion, and they didn't know where to find one. So they found Archbishop Lefebvre and told him what trouble they were facing and asked him to help them. And his first response was, "No. I'm an old priest. I'm retired. I've already had a long career in the church. Go and find a younger priest who will help you." And they went away. And they went to try to find a younger priest who would help them. And they couldn't find one. And so they came back and told him they couldn't find anyone. And so you can imagine, just like a workhorse that's been worked hard all day in the field plowing. Finally, the yoke is taken off of him, and he's given his food, his grain. You know how you feed horses hay and grain. The grain is the favorite of the horse. He likes the hay, but he likes the grain more, you know. So he's retired for the day. And then another farmer comes out and harnesses up the same horse for another round, for a second shift. Well, that's what they did to Archbishop Lefebvre. He did not want to do this of his own. But he saw that the need of these seminarians was so great and not able to be fulfilled unless he tried to do something for him. So he somewhat reluctantly opened a seminary, and, well, not without permission. He had all the preliminaries done. He knew how things were done in the church. He had been an archbishop, and he had been superior general of the Holy Ghost Fathers. And so he knew how to do things legally in the church, and he did it legally. And the work of Archbishop Lefebvre, which is none other than the work of Jesus Christ, is our salvation. Without Archbishop Lefebvre, many of us would have gone to hell instead. And in spite of the fact that he came, many of you will go to hell. Because you won't keep the grace of God in your souls through your own choice. If you try to prove me wrong, well, you'll keep the grace of God in your souls all the time then. But he is a good shepherd. He is an example of a good priest. He did not do it for money. He was retired. He did not do it for glory. He did it because he loves us. So we ought to be grateful with our Lord to Archbishop Lefebvre. We ought to return love for love. We have to love our Lord in return for his love. We also ought to love our Holy Founder. And we have to work. The sheep, it does no good to have a good shepherd if the sheep do not listen to him and do not follow his orders. If they will not go into the sheepfold at night so they can be protected from the nocturnal predators, if they will do their own thing instead of listening to their shepherds, a good shepherd cannot avail them. The sheep must cooperate with their shepherd. In this way, the entire flock can be saved from the ravaging wolves, which represent the devils and evil men who associate with them. Let us be grateful today, and let us also be generous next Sunday with the seminary support. It's our seminaries that bring us new priests. This year, we have 4 candidates to be ordained to the priesthood in Winona, our seminary that's in the United States. And I don't know how many elsewhere, but all the seminarians produce priests. And all these priests of Archbishop Lefebvre, they're Catholic priests to the core. They bring you salvation from Jesus Christ. So let us support all the works that bring out good priests. The vocations retreat, which Father Pfeiffer has very wisely started. Support the vocations retreat as well. Do everything possible to make souls get themselves to heaven. And first and foremost, your own soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.